So this is our opportunity to arrive. So as I was just talking about, you know, really releasing, it's sort of like staying present is the best piece of advice, to really stay present and allow everything to be revealed. In other words, things that have just been troubling us, fears, old patterns, whatever it may be. As we sign on the dotted line, they always like to say that sometimes, as we sign on the dotted line, in other words, as we agree to our arrival, what we're doing is exploring a new consciousness, a new state of awareness, a new entitlement. So life is changing very, very rapidly and bringing us to our adjustment. In other words, to where we are self-regulating, where we're establishing ourselves, where we're prioritizing our engagement, because it's not to keep a trap, not to keep traveling with that downward spiral, with that downward approach. In other words, the victimhood, the powerlessness, the fear, the whatever it is that all of these energies are being fine-tuned for our proper channeling, for our proper setting. So what we're learning to do is to avoid no thing. In other words, to be with, to be present, and to allow that new birthing, to allow that new voice of expression, where we're coming into our fullest claim, our fullest range, our fullest entitlements. When I said fullest range, we've each been operating out of a false self. So in other words, whether we realize it or not, we operate out of our fears. So we're always sort of like responding to a previous negative. In other words, we have the fear, we have the unconscious guilt. And so we're always trying to like manage that and still arrive. And so what we're doing is, instead of managing this, instead of operating out of those false conditions, false conditioning, so when we could just operate out of a certain range of relevance, what we're allowing is that full transmission. So when I'm saying full transmission, I have the third eye that's just the biggest third eye I've ever seen. And it's literally becoming a portal. So this is where we're engaging in a new set of instructions, we're in a new set of guidance allowance, like in other words, like just truly engaging in our real self, which of course we're entitled to. And so how we do this is that we're willing to travel far, we're willing to go abroad, we're willing to go beyond past conditioning, past consent. So who we think we are is really just a conditioned self. And so what we're doing is we're marrying the beloved, and we're opening up to our highest grace, to our highest currency, to our highest allowance. And so this gives us a preview of arrival, where what we're receiving is our complete self, is our complete status. So again, what will occur to us, what will open up to us, are behaviors, attitudes, actions, occurrences. They're saying like never before, because we're the ones that had shaded glasses. Like in other words, we had blinders, we had limitations, where it's like, okay, this is how I operate, this is how I get my needs met, this is what's okay. And we haven't looked beyond. So what we're doing now is, as we extend ourselves in our true provisional arrival, is we permit that full range. So remember, it's like, you know, we just had a little bit of range, now we're moving into our full landscape and our full range. And this is what makes all things possible. They're just showing me like 4th of July and freedom. So this is our freedom. This is our arrival. This is our, okay, there we go. This is our heavenly bless, where we're consenting to our true essence, to our true self. So as we will receive our divine grace, as we will receive our divine essence. So what this is this energy attunement that's alerting us to our new circumstances. It's alerting us to our new arrival. It's alerting us to our true provisions. Now, when I'm receiving this, I suddenly had this like avalanche, is the only way I can explain this, of roses. It was almost like a rose bush without the bush. Just roses were just like coming and coming and coming and coming. Because again, rose just symbolizes love. It's the highest spiritual flower. And so again, we are love. And so this is where we're going beyond past circumstances. We're going beyond past like unforgiveness. So in other words, well, I got my hand slapped, so I won't go past that edge. And so this love is carrying us to conclusion. In other words, when I'm receiving this love and these roses, it's like breaking those bounds. It's breaking those boundaries. And so there's this avalanche. When I say avalanche, it's like the borders are no longer. So again, when we remember that range of motion in terms of where our personality self fits on this spectrum of allowance, and we have the roses, we have the love that's just breaking those barriers, those boundaries. And so what we're coming to is our natural occurrence. In essence, what we're coming to is our natural self. We're aligning with our higher self. Because as we move into 5D, they're saying this cannot be avoided. So in other words, it's not like we're taking our old way of functioning and bringing it into the new arrival. So in other words, we're changing, and that change affords us new availability. So then we're gonna understand, give me one quick second. Come here, I knew that was coming. Come here, buddy. So that gives us a new affordability of arrival, where what we're entitled to, what we're permitting, what we're opening up to is our highest version, is our highest alliance with our true nature. So this is something that we intended to merge with, excuse me, long ago. When I say long ago, it was literally here, because everything's the eternal now. But it would be perceived as long ago when we took our incarnation, that this was part of the agreement. This is part of the journey. So because we've been sort of sleepwalking, we've been just sort of adjusting to the system as it displayed. So what we're doing kind of is just moving into a new arrival. So on the one hand, it's going to feel different. On the other hand, it seems like, okay, I have to adjust. On the third hand, it's very, very exciting, because we're operating out of love's convenience. So this is, we're not waiting for outer structures to give permission, to give the okay. And this is where a lot of us are still coming up empty, because we're very used to functioning where the power's outside of us, or the decision makers are outside of us, or the dream makers are outside of us. Well, what should I do? Well, I have to be told. And so what we're all learning to do is to tune into our own arrival. In other words, to receive the kindest gesture within. Remember, we're all masters. And so we're coming of age. We're coming of requirement, where again, we're learning to receive that love's arrival. And that love's arrival, remember, love is who we are. We're not the fear that we've been responding to. We're the creative, co-creative masters that are coming of age and a quickening into a new understanding of self. So as we will receive this opportunity of allowance. So allowance, there's an action step on our part. So allowance is, it's being offered. Allowance is, we're willing to receive. Now, you would think, why wouldn't I want to receive? It sounds good to me. because receiving requires responsibility. Receiving requires, that means I have to release all of the anger, resentments, blame, guilt. And a lot of this isn't towards others. A lot of it has been sent to ourselves. And so again, we're learning a new standby. We're learning a new promotion. We're learning our new coursework, if you will. Now, the other reason why it's like we have to allow is there's going to be a stirring. The only way, like when the energies come through, the best way to explain it is stirring. Energetically, it feels like a stirring. I can energetically feel the energy. The oracle card they're showing me is universe. So this is quite the powerful energy. The stirring is also that our lives are going to shift. They're going to change. They're not going to be like yesterday. So what we've been comfortable to, what we've been abiding by, what we may have been attached to is subject to change. So this is where we're learning to tune within. We're learning to receive our highest guidance. We're learning to trust that inner master, that inner guide that is bringing us our true indicator, our true nature, our true extension. So again, it's exciting. It's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. But again, the more that we can have that excitement, so it's sort of like in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of things are tossed and turned all around, it's exciting because we're moving into our own understanding of self. So it's like we're growing. And when I say we're growing exponentially. In other words, every day. So when those energies are sort of pushing us, and with the full moon, it's like really opening up. It's like we're getting bigger, heaping, I want to say teaspoons, tablespoons, forklifts really feels much more appropriate. We're really being offered the energies to advance. So we want to remember the energies we're being offered again are really our own consent, our own offering. So it's not like someone has pity on us. It's that we understand who we are and what we're entitled to and what we're ready for. So as we seal our fate, we kind of, whatever your word would be, salute, honor, bow to our own understanding. And this is very, very relevant because the more that we feel, not entitled, but in charge, the more that we activate our own perception of self in that higher standing, this is what's going to give us permission to listen, to move, to accelerate. So we're learning how to choose that inner knowing. We're learning how to choose our inner providence, our inner abundance. Because remember, the whole game of separation is being separate from our divine self. So what we're doing is really discharging that whole concept, that whole matrix of belief systems and moving into like our nucleus of good attire. So when I said nucleus of good attire, the energy that is sponsoring us, and again, I've got that universe card, and again, so the universe is as much as you ever could imagine is supporting you. So as we allow this to be received, we receive this in all good measures. So that means all areas, all memories, all lifetimes, all timelines, whatever timeline I am now ready to align with, well, here I go. I give my full consent. So allow yourself to receive on all levels. They want me to also add of all notions. The best way I can explain that is some of us have female incarnations, male incarnations, but we're also playing other roles, whether it's simultaneously in this timeline or in other realities. So when we say on all notions, I think they said, it's like opening up to our multidimensional status. And that's very, very relevant for us to receive our true power, our true alignment. It's to understand who we actually are. So this all notions, there was this like this attunement that was provided with that one little word, where we're receiving ourselves in all levels. So again, a lot of us are channeling or receiving supposed guides, and we're very comfortable in hearing from our guides, but they're actually, we're hearing from aspects of ourself. And so they're sort of like letting the cat out of the bag with that one and allowing us to be in charge. Let us receive. And they're saying be in charge. It's because we're entitled. We're ready.